going and getting that extra fadl is laziness, then it is something which might eventually come to harm you. You may not have the motivation for doing mustahabbat. You may not actually be able to have the motivation to do your salat properly, in your cleanest clothes and with your fullest attention. So your motive should not be laziness. And if you feel lazy, then you should make an extra effort to give importance to those muqaddamat, even if they are not wajib on you, even if it's not an obligation. But beyond that, if you do not have that risk of being lazy, then it is not something which is necessary. And then the Imam, he gives some more explanation of what he means by don't be lazy. He says, تَنَظَّفُوا بِالْمَاءِ مِنْ نَتَنِ الرِّيحِ الَّذِي يُتَأَذَّى بِهِ. So purify yourself with water from any kind of unpleasant smell. If a person especially is going to the masjid, or even if you're not going in public, but you are alone and you are going to do an act of worship. Salat especially, but even recitation of Quran, even dua. So whenever a person sees that they have now kind of the day has passed, then keep yourself in a presentable and a good condition. وَتَعَحَّدُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Look after yourselves. Don't let yourself be careless with regard to your appearance, with regard to the fragrance that people will smell from you, with regard to your physical demeanor. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْغِضُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْقَاذُورَ. Allah does not like, does not give attention to one of His servants who does not take care of their demeanor, of their appearance, of their state. الَّذِي يُتَأَنَّفُ بِهِ مَنْ جَلَسَ إِلَيْهِ. A person who, whenever somebody comes to them, looks at them, then they kind of have a feeling that they need to take one step back, that they are not able to feel comfortable in their presence. إِذَا خَالَتَ النَّوْمُ أَلْقَلْبُ وَجَبَ الْوُضُوءُ. If sleep has entered into the heart, the standard that was given before, wudu is wajib. If that has not happened, it's not wajib, but remember these other conditions that the imam has given. إِذَا غَلَبَتْكَ عَيْنُكَ وَأَنْتَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَاقْطَئِ الصَّلَاةِ وَنَمْ. If you are praying and your eye takes precedence over you, meaning that you lose control of your eye and you start to doze off. Right? Now, if you haven't met that standard of sleep, your wudu is proper, your salat is proper, it's not broken. But the imam says, إِذَا غَلَبَتْكَ عَيْنُكَ وَأَنْتَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَاقْطَئِ الصَّلَاةَ وَنَمْ. Stop your prayer right there. This is especially reference to a mustahab prayer. And go and sleep. Even a wajib prayer, if there is time, and the time is not constricted, then if you are falling asleep and not praying, as the Quran says and as this hadith and other ahadith say, it's better to take a nap and then come and pray with alertness, but especially for nawafil. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي لَعَلَّكَ أَن تَدْعُوا عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ. You don't know, maybe you will pray against yourself. Or maybe you won't pray against yourself, but by the state in which we will be praying, it won't actually count as a prayer for ourselves. It's just something that we are repeating, and by repeating it without being there and feeling there, we're cheapening it. And by cheapening it, we're desensitizing ourselves to worship. We're desensitizing ourselves to a standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one thing the imams did is they did not let themselves let the prayer become something that you don't think about, something casual, something that you are desensitized towards. So I'm standing in prayer as if I'm standing or I'm doing anything else. So this is one hadith where the imam gives some more detail, some perspective, and also useful instructions for our ibadat, salat. Salawat. There is another hadith in which the imam discusses the doubt with regard to wudu. The same standard is given. There are different ahadith, so I'll just briefly mention it. This one is from our seventh imam, Imam Musa Kadhim alayhi salatu wassalam, the imam's brother, who narrated hundreds if not thousands of ahadith from the imam. Ali ibn Ja'far, son of our sixth imam and brother of our seventh imam, he has a whole book which he wrote of questions from his brother who was the seventh imam. He says that سألته عن رجل يتكئ في المسجد فلا يدري نام أم لا هل عليه وضوء. If a person is leaning in the masjid against a pillar or against a wall, and then all of a sudden they come to themselves, they don't realize, did I sleep or didn't I? What should they do? And again, the imam says إذا شك فليس عليه وضوء. If a person is in doubt, then wudu is not wajib on them. So these are two hadith. There are many ahadith The reason why I mention them is, first of all, this is an area which our Shia fuqaha have agreement about. And it is an area where there are other opinions that were expressed in the time of the Imams and by other schools of thought within Islam that were more strict and that had given a false level of strictness. So this is the standard which our Imams, they applied and which they taught to their companions, which is the standard applied by the fuqaha of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam. Another issue which was a matter of dispute among the Muslims at the time of the Imams, not just the standard of prayer, of sleep, but what other things break the wudu. So there are some Muslims who say that if a person touches a person of the opposite gender, if a woman touches a man, if a man touches a woman, even if they are mahram, and if it is simply a casual handshake, or if I'm taking, say, something from a Quran from my daughter's hand or my wife's hand, and the hand touches, then wudu is broken. In some cases, they would say, for example, that if a person throws up, then that breaks the wudu. Or if there is a nosebleed, or if a person gets an injury, then that will break a person's wudu. Some of you may have also heard these things, and sometimes there are these questions that come up that, well, if a person has a nosebleed, is their wudu broken? If a person throws up, is their wudu broken? If they have an injury, is their wudu broken? This question was asked of our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was said that سَأَلْتُهُ عَنِ الرَّعَافِ وَالْحِجَامَةِ وَكُلِّ دَمٍ سَائِلٍ. What about blood that flows? This is one of those areas where majority of non-Shias, they have a different opinion. They say that you must do wudu. The Imam says, لَيْسَ فِي هَذَا وُضُوء إِنَّمَا الْوُضُوءُ مِنْ طَرَفَيْكَ الَّذَيْنَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ بِهِمَا عَلَيْكَ. That wudu only comes from what is known as hadath, something which is either the urine or stool or the passing of gas if a person is certain. And again, I won't mention those ahadith, but the standard that is given in ahadith is if you are certain. If a person has a queasy stomach or indigestion and there is uncertainty, or if your stomach growls and you are not certain that you have actually emitted anything, then the wudu is not broken. Many people, they have waswas about this issue as well. So the Imam says that it is these standards and then sleep. Sleep because it is mentioned in the Quran. So these are the things that break wudu. Anything else, it does not break the wudu. It is good for a person to go and cleanse themselves if a person throws up. So they should rinse their mouth. They should make sure that they are clean. But wudu is not obligatory. So this is something which our Imams, they mentioned. Another somewhat humorous example is laughing out loud. There were some fuqaha who said in the time of the Imams, and this is an opinion of some of the schools of thought within Islam even today, that if a person laughs out loud, their wudu is broken. So qahqaha, that breaks the wudu. This question was asked of the Imam, that what do you do if you laugh out loud? The Imam says, al-qahqaha la tanqudu al-wudu wa tanqudu al-salat. Laughing loudly with sound, it doesn't break the wudu. Yes, it does break the prayer. So if a person laughs aloud on the way to prayer, there is no harm in it. But if a person laughs aloud during the prayer is broken because that action is contrary to the prayer. But the wudu is okay. They just need to restart their prayer. The salat is in need of repetition. The wudu is not. So these are some of those areas where people, for various reasons, in some cases misinterpreting a verse of Quran, in some cases a desire to be more pious or more holy than the Prophet actually had legislated, or for other reasons, they had made so many additional rules or false rulings about wudu, the Imams, they would clarify them. This is just one of the examples of muqaddimatul ibadat, the introductions to our ibadat in which we can perform them in the proper way. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to have ibadat that are done properly in a legal sense, but that are done properly also in a spiritual sense, that fulfill the purpose behind them, that have meaning, and that have a benefit for us beyond the actual performance of an obligation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to do that which pleases Him and abstain from that which displeases Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this eve of Friday to accept our du'as and the du'as of all of our fellow mu'mineen and mu'minat, wherever they may be in the world, to grant the hajat,